This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Elsa is expected to strengthen into a hurricane before making landfall on Florida's northern Gulf Coast on Wednesday. The storm threatens to impede the search and rescue effort at the site of a condominium building collapse in Surfside, Florida, near Miami, where crews have sifted through rubble for 12 days in hopes of finding survivors. As of Tuesday, 36 people have been confirmed dead, 109 are still missing. Farther south, Cubans breathed a sigh of relief as Elsa appears to have caused little damage in its pass over that island, while actually helping to replenish reservoirs of water. Last week, Elsa, which briefly strengthened into the first hurricane of the season, caused at least three deaths and damage to infrastructure and agriculture in Caribbean island nations east of Cuba. Preliminary damage estimates were at more than $12 million in St. Lucia and $5.3 million in Jamaica, this according to government officials. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met virtually with a group of Uyghur Muslims who were detained at camps in China's northwest Xinjiang region. The U.S. State Department says Blinken wanted to hear firsthand from the former detainees about their experiences and to seek their advice as to how the U.S. should press China to stop the repression. The Biden and Trump administrations have both termed the campaign in Xinjiang a genocide and imposed sanctions on China for human rights abuses. China has come under severe international criticism and sanctions for detaining more than 1 million Uyghurs and other minorities for what it calls political re-education. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. We also have a mobile app that you can download. This is VOA News.